Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It is July 8th, Friday, 2016. And very simply, who gives a crap about the stock market, right? Well, we will talk markets in a little bit, but pale in comparison to what is going on in this great United States of America. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping first, and we'll get to the crux of the matter. First off, the Fox News Channel business block, which we were about to tape today, was canceled. They're going to do a live 2 hours tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. And it will be on what just happened in Dallas. Again, that's the Fox News Channel business block, 10 a.m. to noon. I've been asked a lot about Neil Cavuto and how he's doing. I am not in touch with Neil Cavuto, but he is home resting after what is described as open heart surgery. And all I can tell you, the quote was, in the months ahead. And we keep fingers crossed and prayers for him. But what I'm hearing is he's recovering well. And hopefully he's back in the anchor chair sooner rather than later. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the – or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum on the web. You can email me, just be nice, our articles, our commentary, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing with money, press the money management button. We want to hear what you're doing, and then press the subscribe button. Also – right at the close today, we did a big webcast. So if you'd like to get it, go to GaryK.com. Should be up in a couple of hours. Sign up now. We'll send it to you tonight, tomorrow morning. And very simply, we took everything, all the leadership, anything breaking out of range, and gave you it for your review on the weekend. That's basically what this webcast is. The fact that the Dow and S&P looks like they're trying to break out of range, and we came up with all these names that we are finding on our screens that are emerging out of ranges. And as always, you get to decide what you want to do. Go check it out. Go get it. We're going to do a lot more webcasts. We have a strong demand for these webcasts that we put up, so we're going to do a lot more, in particular, at what potentially are important junctures. Yesterday, it was yesterday where I just said that we have so much respect for men and women in uniform, our police, our firemen and women, our military, and this in Dallas. And as you know, I am Mr. Logic. I am. I'm the most logical person you will ever meet in your lifetime. In your lifetime. And we call it as We see it. We take out all bias because we hate all the politicians. We think they're all creeps. But we go to the straight poop of the matter. And let me tell you what I watched today. As I turned on the tube and I watched different channels, I decided to go through a bunch of channels today. I saw some yutz on MSNBC blame the shooting on, guess what? Financial inequality. I saw on CNN. I saw a person on Black Lives Matter go on TV and say, oh, we haven't targeted the cops, which basically is all they do. And I watched blame after blame after blame after blame. And I didn't hear one person on some of these channels say, what about the freaking scumbag who decided to go to Dallas to a protest and mow down police officers? How about blaming him as just being a dirtbag, sleazebag animal, and let's hope he's in hell? How's that blame? That's who you blame. And that's it. Case closed. That's all. Now, I have news for you. As I said yesterday, some of these people that have been killed by police look like they've been murdered. There was one this week. Looks just like a cop murdered a black man. The cop should face trial. And if convicted, go away for a very long time. It's as simple as that. If you're a bad guy, a bad gal, bye-bye. That gives no one license to target police. Because I have news for you, just like everything out there, there are going to be bad. There is no perfect anything in this lifetime. The problem is, and Mr. Logic's telling you this, these people are using it as an excuse to be animals. That's what they are. They're animals. Anybody who attacks is an animal. That's all. Is an animal and should get what they deserve. That's it. Case closed. Now, I can sit here for an hour and tell you about conditions. I got news for you. I'm not black. You know that. I really don't know what it's like. I don't know about being taken over to the side in my car by a white police officer and a black man saying, I worry about that. So I can't even begin to be in those shoes. But what I do know is 99% plus of police officers are out there for the right reasons. And they're putting their frickin' lives on the line for the same people that are targeting them. Do you know after these five officers died, there were officers in a 7-Eleven and there were some people outside the 7-Eleven shooting fingers at them and dancing on graves? But I bet you if those people were attacked, they'd be begging for the officers to defend them. Let me just say this. If I was your next president, and I'm sending you a message, by the way, right now, and a hint to the present president. If I was the president, this is what I'd be saying. You want to shoot at a police officer? Expect to be shot back. You want to attack police officers? Expect to be indicted, convicted, and spend a lot of time in jail. That's all. That's it. Case closed. And I got news for you. I ain't hearing enough of that. It's funny, people that complain are the ones that are being protected by these people. Anyway, you know our stance on men and women in uniform. We revere them. We thank them. We honor them. And let's hope there's not too many of these scumbags out there that choose to do what this man did. And I guess the news is kind of fluid on whether there's more than one. I know they're holding some people. I guess we'll know a lot more over the weekend. But I got to tell you, I saw 10 police officers in a little restaurant today at lunch as I was walking past. I walked in and paid for their lunch today. That's how I feel about them. And it is, it puts you in speechless mode that this is what's going on in this country and people using it as an excuse for violence. Up next on The Edge. Market Wrap, news of the day, and lots to cover today on The Market Wrap. I'm sure you know if you've been watching. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I could have gone 2 hours on what happened in Dallas last night. But as you know, this is a show about you, your money, the markets, the economy, and all that stuff. And maybe I'll have to take myself up on doing a different kind of show on top of this, as I do have a lot of the things to say. And I do have sound opinions on the things we are seeing. All in plain sight. Mr. Logic. In tears over what we are seeing. As we are arse backwards right now in this country on what's important and what needs to be attended to. Anyway. As I stated, we would have been doing the Fox News Channel business block. Today, taping for tomorrow, but they will have a special live event. By the way, late breaking news that the Dallas mayor has come out and said the suspect was a lone shooter, which is kind of amazing considered the carnage. But that's what they're saying right now. He was just a lone shooter. All right. So, hope you all have a great weekend. Just so you know, if Roger Federer won today, I was flying out to London tonight, getting there tomorrow, relaxing for a day and going to see him on Sunday to play the finals, but he lost, and I will not be traveling to London for the weekend. Oh, well, another time. We really appreciate you being here. We're humbled that you listen to us. We're honored that you listen to us. We have one goal in mind, and that is to be very logical and be very sound with our thoughts on everything we talk about here. And as you know, we talk markets to be just in lockstep or one step ahead with what have been asinine, asinine, ass-11 markets in every way, shape, or form. Hopefully, we get some semblance of order. Hopefully. No promises, but we took a step towards that today, potentially. Let's talk about it. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. All right, by the way, I just got to keep adding this. The Dallas mayor says he was the lone shooter, but there may have been co-conspirators, and they are in the midst of investigating. So if anything changes during the show, we'll let you know. First off, yesterday I said to you last month's fake jobs number was really bad, so today's probably will make up for what last month did. That's what we said yesterday, and I have news for you. It was just a guess. They came up with a big number today, gapped the market up, finished up 250 on the Dow. In the Dow today, every stock was green. Dollar gainers, Amex, Chevron, DuPont, Disney, IBM, JP Morgan, United Tech, Visa, more than a dollar, Boeing, Caterpillar, $3 with Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and 3M was over 2. S&P up 32, NASDAQ almost 80, NASDAQ 168, transports a juicy 190, Russell 2000, juicy 27, the semiconductor index up 19, and if you had a little four-year-old kid that you gave a crayon to and a sheet of paper and said, draw, that's what the semiconductor index chart looks like over the last few weeks. Best way I can explain it. Advanced declines, good. Up-down volume, good. New highs picked up. I really don't have much bad to say about today in any way, shape, or form. Interesting, though, Asia was down. Asia's very weak. While Europe was up, Europe is very weak. Our Dow and the S&P are leading the world by miles right now, and even leading, as we have told you, the small cap arena, indices like the NYSE. There's just a lot of differing strengths in areas in the market. Now, as I said, we did another huge webcast after the close today because we thought it was an important day and probably mentioned a good 100 stocks with great chart setups or moving out of range. It is a great weekend review for you guys. I'm going to go back to it for myself. And just remember, to order to have a big market, a strong market, you've got to break out of ranges. And all we mean by range is, oh, something's trading between 90 and 100 and then moves through the $100 range for another level and to go higher. It's simple as that. Same for the downside, but right now it's upside. So a few notes before we get into it. Brexit, which was two straight days down, that was a mini crash. As I stated yesterday and I said in the webcast, which you can get at GaryK.com. Put your fingers over it. It didn't happen. Seriously. It was just a moment in time that some news-driven scare, whatever, because we just came right back up, sat around for a few days, and then we edged out of range in a couple of areas today, which we'll get into in a minute. So what I did was I printed out charts of the Dow and S&P. I took them home. And you know what I did with the Brexit part, both the 2 days down and the 4 days up? I whited them out. And I treated the last 2 to 3 weeks as just little flat action, taking out the Brexit. That's the way I'm looking at it right now because it was event-driven and scare-driven. So that's the Brexit part. The next part is financials still relatively weak, energy relatively weak, and a lot of areas look like crap. Oh, I could talk about the autos. Auto parts, not auto parts retail, but auto parts, cruise lines, airlines, truckers, restaurants. There's a bunch of, in oils, this is about 60% of the oils are trading horribly ugly now. Oil prices near term breaking down. And of course, there's a smattering of just gross. You know, like the GoPros, Fitbits, things like that, some Apple. Apple suppliers. So there's a lot of bad areas. Just guess what? Just put them on the side. Because up next, We're going to give you a list. Stuff. What we're seeing. And all that. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today on what is a horrific day. Police targeted by, I can't say the word. And we'll move on. And the last thing I'll say is the fact that some people in Washington politicized this today. Scum. You got that? Scum. All right. Back on point. I've told you for a few months now that, and we're going back to November and December, because in November and December of last year, the S&P was back up near the highs, and I told you that, and so was the Dow, if we can break out of this range, it would be a very good multi-month breakout, and it represents a lot of sectors and stocks, and it's usually meaningful. And I gave you, to go back to the beginning of 2013 when we broke out in the first few days of the year after the fiscal cliff, and you saw we had a great 2013. And of course, we didn't break out in October, November, and December, and then we had a bad drop in January and February. And then we rallied back up as more easy money came around the globe, and we didn't raise rates anymore. And guess what we did? We rallied back into the highs in April, and we couldn't break out. So April, May, June, back and forth, teasing it, and then we get the Brexit. Crushed right back up to the highs within 4 days. We consider this to be just a washing out of sellers at that point in time. And for good reason, I mean, hell, I mean, the whale was swallowing. At the close today, I want you to listen carefully as I say this. We have nudged through some areas of resistance. We haven't hit the ultimate high, but it's only 5 S&P points away. The Dow, we have not hit the ultimate high, but I believe we're only about 200 points away, 1% about. There is no rule of thumb that next week we can move up a couple of percent, move out of this range, and then the week after tuck its head in like a frightened turtle. What we are telling you typically when a major index breaks out and breaks out well, it usually sticks for the time being and usually adds to each other on top of each other. That's all we're saying. Now, I want to bring up other ends of the equation here that I want you to listen to and listen to carefully. Mutual funds have a gargantuan amount of cash. Typically, they have 3 to 4% in cash. It's over 10 right now. Over 10. So if the markets do break out, guess what? Cash comes off the sidelines. That potentially could be ammo. On top of that, man, oh man, the people that are coming out daily that's saying we're going 5,000 Dow, the world is ending, the world is opening up, social unrest, this, that, and the other thing, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, the Knicks stink, the Mets are in second place. I can go on and on. And you know who they are. You combine those things, a lot of ammo potentially, and the boo birds. I'm just letting you know, if this thing can get out of here, please ignore all that. Ignore all the times I tell you about the deficit and the debt and the bubbles. Just remember what bubbles are. Higher prices until they ultimately pop. That's a bubble. Higher prices till ultimately pop. And if the Dow wants to go to 25,000, I'm going to still tell you the debt and deficits are going to kill this thing one day, but I don't want to be on the outside looking in, do you? So we urge you, pay attention to price. There's always something to complain about. GDP is terrible. It's terrible around the globe. Printing of money. Negative rates. I can go on and on. I can also tell you how the small caps versus the large caps and this versus that. But if the S&P breaks out of range, that means a bunch of stocks are going along with it. If the Dow breaks out of range, that means some of the big Dow names are doing the trick. And we don't want to argue the point. And as I look at the NYSE, which is much weaker than the Dow and S&P, if it can break above 10,650, that's a pretty darn good valid breakout going about 9 months, not all time. So I'm just letting you know, there's some serious potential here, but just stay away from the crap. There's still plenty of crap out there. And as we did in the webcast, we just mentioned names showing up, breaking out of range. Stronger than that, that broke out a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago or a week ago. And we're entering earnings season. We don't know which ones are going to work or which ones won't. We have a better idea, though, from strength. And we always advise you, don't buy an individual name that's reporting within 5 days. Because you got to make a decision in 4 days whether you want to keep it through earnings. And I got news for you. My name's not Carnac, the Magnificent. I don't know what the next day is going to bring from an earnings report, let alone a reaction. By the way, that's Cosmo and Winston barking up a storm out there. They must see the deer in our front yard. So we're just letting you know there's some serious potential here for some ka-ching to the upside. Potential! Now, the other part of the equation that I keep hearing is how valuations are so high. At the upper end of history, I got news for you. They're right. Valuations are at the upper end of history except for the year 1999. They are. But also, we've never had $20 trillion of printed money, $13 trillion in negative rates, 0% rates around the globe, countries actually buying up their stock and bond markets. So who knows where this leads to? But I promise you, when it ends, we'll be on it. It just hasn't ended. All the down markets have been intermediate term uglies that have been bought up. Why? Easy money. I was reading in the last 2 days several outlets that say we're already in recession. We're in a recession. I'm not buying it. Market would be much lower if we were in a recession. So just be careful of talk. Watch price. I can give you 100 reasons why you shouldn't be in the market. And they're all pretty damn valid. Seriously, they're all valid. I'll give you one reason to be in the market if we break out of this range and we are on the cusp with two very important major indices. The NASDAQ and NASDAQ 100 would be doing it too, but three or four names are preventing it. Up next, more this, that, and the other thing. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Da-na-na, da-na-da, ba-dum-bum. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So just, you all have a very good weekend. Let's keep our fingers crossed things calm down out there. I watch Democrats blame Republicans. The bodies aren't even cold yet. I watch Republicans blame Democrats and Obama within a day of all these police dying. It's unbelievable to watch all of them. All of them. I'll leave my thoughts till next week, out of respect. A few tidbits here. The XLI, which is industrials, that's looking to break out of range here. It's right on the tip here. Just letting you know, I mentioned to you the some of the housing stocks. They had another update today. I mentioned 2 days ago D.R. Horton, the best looking one. And again, we don't know if these things are going to get juice or not. We're just pointing out at a given point in time. And you never know what the next move is going to be. But right now, after today, some of these things edging out. Something like a Lowe's, L-O-W today, moved out of range. It had been acting well. Again, watch earnings. Make sure they're not coming out soon. What else that's showing up here? Some of the stronger semiconductors like NVIDIA and Applied Materials breaking out of another range here, things like that. We already know about Amazon from a couple of days ago. So the list is picking up. But again, I want to be clear about something. In 2013, we broke out of range and the market just never looked back. And that's when we started QE3. You got that? It was the first day of 2013. It was a gargantuan day right out of the box, out of the new year. We'll see what this one brings, if in fact it does get out of here, and I mean get out of here. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, you can look at the S&P on January 2nd, 2013, that day. The Dow, that day. The NASDAQ gapped out that day. The NASDAQ 100 was a little weak. The NYSE gapped to the breakout. The others took about a day or two after that. And of course, if you would have scanned those days, stock after stock after stock were breaking out of that. The interesting thing, it happened 2 weeks before earnings, and as you look back, it turned out they were just printing $85 billion, count it, billion dollars a month. $85 billion a month. Now they're still doing it to a bigger tune around the globe. So they are a determined bunch. Now let's talk earnings. If earnings don't start picking up, but price goes up, that just means valuation goes up. And there will be an eventuality. Remember, in the long run, it is earnings that drive stock prices. In the longest run. But right now, it remains. Earnings been down over the last two quarters, and they're supposed to be down this quarter. It is about the printed money. It's worked. And maybe it's working again. Keep in mind, it's been 19 months on the Dow and S&P. It's been about 30 months on the Russell NYSE. 2 years on the NASDAQ, NASDAQ 100. And some of these things are still down from their highs. So let's be in hopes that this is for real. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, walking you through it in a very big way. And again, we've given you out the groups, the food, the drugs, the beverage, tobacco, household products, utilities, the REITs, defense stocks, some housing stocks, and a smattering of other stuff. And we'll see what we can get. Brexit, Schmexit. After that Monday, I came to you on the radio and said, we're going to rally from here because of end of quarter window dressing and pre-holiday. But we thought we'd get 400 points at most. We got it all back in what, less than 2 weeks? And now we're edging out at the close today. Just remember, I'm the guy who tells you all the time about what's wrong with what's going on out there. But I'm also the guy mentioning price first. Today may have been the lever. We'll know a lot more Monday and Tuesday. And then as we get through earnings, it'll be the reaction of earnings reports that'll really tell the tale for the next quarter. If we can get some good reactions, Pepsi, earnings weren't good, stock went up. If we can get Costco, comp numbers, not good, stock's up. If we get reactions like that, we may be in pretty damn good shape. We'll see. We're not there yet. You have a great weekend. Drive carefully. You see a police officer, shake their hand. And when you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us. for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.